Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, it's wonderful to see you. How are you? How has your week been? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Nothing too exciting. I need it to quit raining here so that I can mow my yard.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of rain, too. An abnormal amount of rain, I think, for this year, this time of year. So,
and it's just these short, strong storms. I think they're just sweeping across the southeast, but they just pop up. And anytime that I'm free, it's raining. And when I'm not free, it's sun. So it's like my yard is so tall, I just need to mow it.
Well, you know what they say, June showers bring July flowers, I think. Isn't that the...
More so April showers brings May flowers.
Well, with global warming and everything, I think.
We can delay it a little bit. And we're also in hurricane season. That started 5 days ago.
Oh, that's lots of fun. Yeah, we've gotten like a lot of tornadoes here in the Tennessee area so far this year. There's been a couple bad ones. So luckily nothing, you know, close to us or anybody that we know. But it's been pretty rough so far this year. Also, I was telling you before we were recording, we came in, you had your sleeves rolled up, looked like you were rocking, like you had the guns out, rocking the tank top, but you just had it rolled up because you got an allergy shot.
Yeah, side note, I get allergy shots once a month, and my bicep swells up, and it's a big bruise. It's like one huge big hive, so like my bicep doubles in size. It's the weirdest thing. It's like that for like 3 days, and then it just goes away. But then randomly, it'll just itch for like the whole month. Just itch in the same spot. I don't know. It's weird.
Welcome back to Check the Medications podcast.
If you're thinking about getting allergy shots, think again. No. Well,
I'm sorry you have an itchy arm, but I am excited to dive into your case because like always, I did take a little bit of a peek there and I had never heard of this case. So I don't know what you say. This is a short on time episode. We could talk about allergies and medications all day, but should we quit with the Gabby, get to the Stabby Stabby, jump into this week's case?
Yes, I think we should. But before we get started, I wanted to give an update that was actually posted in our Facebook group by one of our listeners. Shout out to Alicia. But Robert Willie Picton has died after being assaulted in prison, and he was 74 years old. So remember a few short on times ago, I mentioned that he was assaulted in prison.
I do. And he was airlifted to that hospital and they were being kind of tight-lipped about it.
Yeah. So he has now succumbed to his injuries and there is no longer Robert Willie Picton, the pig farmer.
Yeah. Well, you know, can't say I'm going to miss him. You know what I mean? But I will say I had no idea, but you know, when Alicia, thank you for posting that in the group and keeping everybody updated. She's actually in Canada. And it was really interesting because I didn't know that there was a law that was passed in Canada that you couldn't share news stories on social media. So I looked that up and I was like, oh, wow, that's like, that's, you know, that's crazy. You know, I think being here in the States, right? Like it's nothing we ever think we would need to worry about, but it's just interesting to be like, oh man, that, especially the way everybody posts things here, no matter what side the aisle you're on. Then I was also like, social media would probably be like pretty quiet.
It would be like it used to be. I mean, we could go down this whole rabbit hole, but social media would be just so, just pictures and family updates and what your friends are doing and less negativity, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
John Connor is baking cookies. Like that's be something like that. Right. You know what I mean?
That's what it would be.
But anyway, I digress. I just want to say, Alicia, thank you for sharing and for teaching me something because I had no clue.
Okay, so now we're going to start with this week's case. But for now, we're going to head to Canton, Ohio. And this took place last year in 2023. And you said you didn't know this case, so that's good.
Yeah, no idea. I had never heard about it. I am familiar with Canton, Ohio. Being from Canton, Michigan, we keep an eye on each other. But but I am familiar with the area, so I was excited to kind of dig around and see what was going on with it.
Well, 17-year-old Caitlin Coons, who was in foster care at the Stark County Children's Services, was dating 33-year-old Jonathan Jones. So that's a pretty decent age gap. The couple had been sneaking around and dating. Now, one afternoon on April 19th, 2023, Coons ran away from the group home she was staying at. Jones drove to a nearby restaurant and picked her up. The pair returned to Jones's house where he lived with his mother, Nicole. Since they were sneaking around in their relationship, Caitlin had snuck in through Jonathan's bedroom window. It was then that Caitlin would give Jonathan a deadly ultimatum and asked him to get rid of his mother. She felt that Nicole was interfering with their relationship. Now, Caitlin told Jonathan that he had 5 hours to kill her. When he did not comply with her demands, Caitlin walked into the kitchen. There, Nicole was standing in the refrigerator door. And Caitlin began beating Nicole with a rock. She ultimately strangled and bludgeoned her to death. During the brutal attack, Jonathan was reportedly in the living room, where he did nothing to help his mother or stop Caitlin. In the meantime, Canton police contacted Sylvania Township Police, where Nicole and Jonathan Jones lived, to do a wellness check on the 17-year-old. They reported that Caitlin was missing from the group home. She had texted the nurse there saying that she, quote, killed two people and was on the run. According to reports, the couple then drove to two local stores. There they purchased a tarp and trash bags. They then cleaned the kitchen where the attack took place. After, they drove to an apartment complex nearby and disposed of Nicole Jones's body. Detectives were later able to use a GPS tracker from Jonathan that showed him at all of the locations, disposing of the remains of his own mother. Now, on the run, Caitlin and Jonathan were able to flee the country. Later in May 2023, they were located in Mexico and arrested. The FBI interviewed Caitlin, and during questioning, she gave a detailed statement and admitted to murdering Nicole Jones. She described how the pair wrapped Nicole's body and put it in the trunk of her car. And after, they decided to eat dinner while Nicole's body was left in the trunk. 17-year-old Caitlin Coons pled not guilty to charges of aggravated murder, abuse of a corpse, felonious assault, and tampering with evidence. She is to be tried as an adult, and her bond was set for $1.75 million. Now, Jonathan was also arrested and charged. But 2 days ago, on June 4th, a plea deal was made. The now 18-year-old Caitlin Coons and 34-year-old Jonathan Jones pled no contest to aggravated murder and abuse of a corpse. As part of the plea deal, the prosecution dropped most of the additional charges against Coons and Jones. They were each sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. Police do not believe the body will ever be recovered. Now, both Coons and Jones face a wrongful death lawsuit that was filed in April by the administrator of Nicole Jones's estate. The suit seeks $25,000 in damages. After the sentencing, Nicole's brother, Robert Jones, said, "The agony of losing Nikki is compounded by the unimaginable betrayal we feel. We are denied the closure that comes with laying a loved one to rest, and we are haunted by unanswered questions and horrific imaginings of her final moments." So that's it, John. That's this week's episode. What'd you think?
Man, this was crazy. Number one, I can't believe I'd never heard about it. But number two, as
right? I thought the same thing.
I was like, I don't know how this wasn't on my radar. But the other thing I was thinking is this is, you know, two episodes in 1 week with killer teenagers and like brutal kill. Like, I can't think of a worse way to go than somebody beating you to death with a rock. Like
in your own kitchen, you're just standing at the fridge, like deciding, do I have a glass of milk? Do I have a Coke?
Right.
Do I eat some grapes? Like, you're just sitting there deciding what to do. And then all of a sudden your girlfriend, your son's girlfriend that you don't even know is in your home, attacks you and kills you.
And not only your son's girlfriend, but your 33-year-old son's 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, there's, and I shout out to the folks in the Facebook group because it really does seem like they agreed with us, but there is something that just makes it extra evil when it's somebody so young, you know, and I'm sure, you know, with her being in the foster system, like, you know, typically
the system's probably failed her. I mean,
yeah. And it's, you know,
it doesn't make murder right. Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, you're fine. I mean, that's what I was going to say. You're right. Like, it does not excuse murder. I'm sure that, you know, she's had traumas and, you know, a lot of terrible things happen in those kind of systems. But at the end of the day, it's just like, what could happen to somebody that's just like, I'm going to beat this lady to death with a rock. You know what I mean? Like, that's, that's heavy. Yeah. No pun intended, you know, cause we're talking about rocks, but,
right.
But I don't know, like just going through it and to give an ultimatum like that, to be like, hey, listen, by the way, you have 5 hours to kill your
mother. 5 hours. Yeah.
Like, I like my mom. I would have been like, you can get out of my house.
Yeah, you know, bye. I mean? Let me call the cops on you. Yeah, it was bizarre.
And when you were talking about her being interviewed by the FBI, at first I was like, oh, okay, well, she's going to like try to blame it on him, right? Like, she's the one talking. She'll blame it on him. But it sounds like she took full responsibility, which I was also like, oh, okay, like, again, there's like just a level of like, yeah, I did this. This is what I did. This is how he helped me.
Being naive, you know, she's a naive 17-year-old girl who is like, well, I got busted. It's the FBI. You know, I would be shaking in my boots if I was getting interviewed by the FBI.
Yeah, me too. I would. I don't know. It's just I have a family member who was interviewed by the FBI. And I'll tell you about it off air, but it was definitely an intense experience from what they told me. So, it's just, yeah, I would be like crying. Just
okay,
like,
I did it. I would probably confess even if I didn't do it. I still feel like that if I was ever interrogated, I don't ever need to be in that situation. I'd be like, what? Especially if I'm hungry or tired. I'd be like, what do you want to know? Yeah. What do you want to hear? I'll tell you whatever you got to go.
Episode 100, The Hangry Killer. But
she confessed she just wanted a cheeseburger.
I was hungry, so I stabbed him 47 times. Just, yeah, I don't know.
What do we want? What do you want to know? I did it.
All he had to do was give me Taco Bell, a bean burrito with no onion. Right.
No extra.
Oh, extra onion. My bad. I forgot
extra
you're a monster.
Extra red sauce. Get it right. Anyways, okay, we're gonna go to deadbolt test.
Yeah, for me, I'm gonna put this isn't quite a 10 for me. I think I'm gonna put this as an 8. Okay. Just because, like, I would hope that it's weird because usually we try to put ourselves in the shoes right, of the victims and things like that. And it's hard for me because I have a daughter, not a son, but like, just again, just the idea of being bludgeoned to death with a rock is like, it's terrifying because you're aware of what's happening, right? There's got to be like a certain point to which you're aware and then the lights go out, right? But for that time that you're aware, it's got to be like the scariest thing in the entire world. So for me, I'd put it at an 8 just for that. What about you? Where you put it?
I'm right there with you. I'm going to go with an 8. It's just scary. You're standing in the kitchen. You don't even know the girl's in your house. She snuck in through the window. Heck, she might not even know that he had this girlfriend. And then she's murdered, attacked, like brutally attacked. And that's just unsettling for me, regardless of who, you know, there could be anybody in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. How she got in, mm-hmm. right?
Through the window.
She came in through the window. Last night. I'm going to cut that, but.
No, I think you should keep it.
But that's all I was thinking when you were talking. But yeah, it's just the idea, like you said, just, you know, you're just standing there. You know, what do I want for dinner? What do I want for a snack? And then you're taking a rock to the head by someone you don't even know that's there. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's an 8 for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. And that's where we are. Olivia and I are both giving it an 8, but we want to know, we got to ask the locksmiths, the listeners, where does the murder of Nicole Jones fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, well, what the heck are you doing? You better come hang out with us. We'd love to get to know you, spend a little bit of time with you. And if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, all sorts of things you can only get for being a patron. Plus, you get the episodes ad-free. That's right, ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks but you hate commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So if you want to throw us a few bones, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and hanging out with us every week means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, you're sending links, telling people to check it out, just know that we appreciate that so much. Again, that's how we're going to grow, find new listeners, and really just continue to watch our family expand. So from the bottom of our hearts, if you share what we do with people who are important to you, just know that we appreciate it more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case, but until then, don't forget to
check the locks
and the windows. See you next week.
At the refrigerator door.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.